A short beard boasts baby fronds, and single, random leaves grow out of his arms. "You're not real," I whisper.
"Do you honestly think you're capable of drawing something as great and detailed as me from your imagination?"
He doesn't have lashes framing the bright green eyes pinned on me.
"Since you look like a tree version of Jason Momoa, I'd say yes. I know I'm not lucky enough for you to be real."
"Why do you say that?"
"Because I'd need a canyon of luck, and that's not how my life goes. If I had any luck at all, I wouldn't have ended up lost in this hellhole in the first place."
"Maybe you are meant to be here because you are lucky."
"Right. And my very own knight in tree armor has come to my rescue." His chest shakes.
"You're funny."
I hear the slightest hint of an accent.
"I am?"
"Yes."
He nods.
"You are. Is it bad that you make me smile?"
He looks curious.
"No," I shrug. "People aren't usually amused by me. Annoyed, bored, but not amused."
"Then you need to find new people with a better sense of humor. Or maybe forget people and find something better."
"You can say that again."
I replay the tree man's words in my mind. Maybe forget people and find something better. My brain hiccups. I shudder as the words sink in. Something better. Like him? "What are you?" I whisper.
"First, tell me who Jason Momoa is."